Many of us feel called to many things, but you know the one thing that God has not called any of us to? Complacency. Yep, I'm stepping on toes today. What actually is complacency? Complacency is a feeling of contented self-satisfaction with the way things are that prevents people from trying harder. I see it as paralyzing comfort, fear-motivated inactivity, or possibly could be shallow faith. One definition calls complacency a self-satisfied state of negligence or carelessness, especially in relation to one's personal situation. The Bible has quite a bit to say about complacency. There are several examples and warnings against it, and some of the directly related topics are spiritual blindness, idleness, carelessness, indifference, pride, neglect, and self-righteousness. Yikes! Just reading that list gives us an idea of how complacency can have a direct impact on the fruit or lack of it in our spiritual life. We get comfortable in our appearances of faith and prideful in our justification of that reality, which ultimately leads us to a complacent heart condition, otherwise known as lukewarm. And what does God say about being lukewarm? Revelation 3:15. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. So, not a very pretty picture. Here in Revelation, Jesus is speaking to the believers at the church in Laodicea. In their city, they didn't have good quality water, so they had hot and cold water piped in from neighboring cities. By the time it reached them, it was lukewarm and not worth drinking. It had no usefulness. Hot and cold both have benefits, but lukewarm has none. Jesus is comparing the empty, shallow faith of these churchgoers to lukewarm water that no one can even keep down. How can we recognize if we've fallen into this trap of complacency? If we are in that category, do we even know Jesus? As I thought about those questions, I was reminded of the words of Jesus when he was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" His answer should be our litmus test in our own life. Do we truly love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind? Do we love our neighbor as ourself? How do we live those out in our life? And the fruit we see as a result will give us our answer. That's the truth. We are not called to complacency. We are called to actively love God and love others in a way that uses our gifts and talents daily for the glory of God in and around us. A life lived like that is refreshing to taste. I'm Lori Klein.